Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter. Sorry, I was just like, I thought I was gonna start and then you did it, so I was like, oh, okay.
It's fine, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For today's quote, we have, be silly, be fun, be different, be crazy, be you. Because life is too short to be anything but happy.
I 100% agree with that. Like, always, though. I mean, the thing is, because I would like to assume that more in life, you know, more like, I try to say that a lot to you when, like, I'm trying to convince myself at the same time, where it's like, we're literally, this is our one and only life, and nobody gives a shit about you, so just do whatever the fuck you want to do, you know what I mean? Just do it. Just live your best life. I mostly see that happens, like, with pictures. I get really self-conscious taking pictures in public, and I'm like, people are gonna think I'm full of myself, and it's like, bitch, you are, so get over yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the thing is, don't even try to lie to them. Like, let them think whatever they want to think. You are literally never going to see these people again. And if you do see these people again, like, what? Are they going to say something to you? Like, I forget. There was this one person that I remember. She was saying a video. It's like, what's wrong with thinking that you're the baddest bitch out there? That what? Somebody tells you that you're not? Who are they to tell you that you're not?
That's
like,
true.
Like, the worst thing that can happen from you thinking that you're the baddest bitch out there is that other people don't believe you. And but why, some shit like that,
it doesn't,
like,
matter what they
why
think.
Do we care what other people are thinking? It's literally kind of the same concept that you presented the other day, where it's like, we, or at least I speak to myself, and I know as well, like, I speak to myself so negatively, and I'm so hard on myself, and, like, there's so much internal negative self-talk, but I'm the only one allowed to speak to myself that way. If anybody else were to try and come, it's like, you're worthless, you don't know what you're, like, you're shit, you're ugly, you, like, all these fucking things, I'm like, hold the fuck up, you don't even fucking know me, and, like,
you're
no.
saying all this shit, like,
the thing is, and it's just not true, but for some reason, when I see other people say it, and them try to come to me, like, I'm like, obviously, you're fucking lying, but when I internalize it, and, like, say it to myself, I, for some fucking reason, believe it, which is bullshit, because if it's not true when they say it, it's not true when I say it.
Deadass.
You know what I mean?
But I'm the only person
allowed to speak to myself that way.
Yeah.
Because I no longer allow other people to speak to me that way.
Yeah.
And to think those things of me, and try to put those expectations, and those thoughts, and those negative opinions on me.
I'm quick to cut everybody out of my life, I don't give a single fuck.
I feel like that's where we are in our lives, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very willing to where it's like, you are minorly toxic, I don't think you're good for me, bye. Bye, you're not necessary. Like, literally, no one has ever been in my life. You know what I mean? No one has ever been that big of a part of my, other than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one has had that substantial of an effect to where it's like, oh my god, it would hurt so much to lose them. No. So, anybody in my life now that's being toxic, you're not that important. You're bye.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, and I know that it's their loss.
Deadass.
Because even though I'm sure I have my flaws, I have my things, my quirks, my whatever, I know that I'm an amazing person and I am super understanding.
And one of the things that you would have said was the hallmark of your personality was that you're extremely loyal.
Yeah, we were literally like starting a conversation where we were like, you know what? Let's do the fucking podcast.
Yeah, because you say that something about you is your loyalty.
Yes, that's the thing. I feel as though a trademark in my personality is that I am loyal, but it's not true.
It's not true because, unfortunately, you can only be loyal to one person.
I mean, or, like, one group of people, or, like,
not even one group of people. Even if it's a group of people, you'll be more loyal to one person.
True. Yeah, and I already have that loyalty established, so I can't say I'm loyal because I'm literally just loyal to you.
That's the thing.
I'm not loyal to anyone else.
You'll tell me everyone else's secrets. You'll chismosear about other people to me.
Yeah.
So you're not a loyal person.
I'm really not.
You don't get to have that on your resume.
But then what we were starting to say, it's like, then what would be on my resume?
That's a question. I wonder what the hallmark of our personalities are. Because something that I saw on a TikTok was that if you love someone for their looks, it's an obsession. If you love someone for their personality, it's admiration. And if you love someone because they love you, it's empathy. But if you don't know why you love someone, that's love. Does that make sense?
Damn.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. Go again.
If you love someone for the way they look, it's it's an obsession.
Okay.
If you love someone because of their personality, it's admiration. And if you love someone because they love you, it's empathy. But if you don't know why you love someone, that's love.
Do you know why you love me?
That's the thing. That's why, because it technically has nothing to do with, like, oh, like, what are amazing things about me? Because I could list off amazing things about you, but, like, what is it about you that is, like, these are your selling points? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I could give you some things.
Yeah, same.
But, like, what is it? I don't know. You know? Because that's the thing. Well, a big thing for me, and...
Is the empathy thing. That's crazy. You're literally an empath, and if people love you, you love them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where our friendship started, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. If you hadn't shown interest in me, I definitely would not have shown interest in you.
Yeah.
But that's just because I don't...
I was obsessed with your looks!
Is that it?
That's how this friendship started. I was obsessed with your looks, and you were obsessed with how... And you liked how I was obsessed with you, so...
But the thing is, no, because... If it was obsession, then I wouldn't have empathy for your obsession. Does that make sense?
Mm.
It's because it's love that I have empathy.
Damn.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously not. But it definitely started that way. I won't show interest unless someone else does.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm not gonna be the first one.
I definitely took the first step in this friendship.
Definitely. Definitely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
But so, like, what are the hallmarks of your personality? I don't...
Well, damn, because I would have literally led with, I think we're both very loyal.
To each other.
To each other.
Exclusively.
Even though I'm insecure about your loyalties.
I know you are.
Yeah.
As if I have anywhere else to go.
It's not anywhere else to go. Just when put to the test, you tend to... not always choose me.
I don't know why you think that.
Because it's happened.
It hasn't happened.
It has. And it's always been very minor, obviously. But just, I'm like, well, damn. She said she wouldn't help me bury the body. I guess. I'm just
don't
kidding.
Fucking kill nobody.
I wasn't planning on it. But, like, as my best friend, you should be like, I got you. We'll bury it together. You were like, bitch, don't tell me. I'm going to call the police on you. I'm like, what the fuck?
There's this trend going around where it's like, would you go 25 to life for a crime you didn't commit but your friend did? And it's like, yeah, like, I ain't gonna say shit. Like, I ain't no snitch. It's like, all right, you're gonna go 25 to life. It's like
wait, what?
25 to what?
I'm sorry, his name is Jamal. he's currently at his grandma's house. Like, the back door, it don't work. So
we
just
literally
go ahead,
saw
yeah.
the same video,
you
yeah.
to walk in, it's like, you should be on the second floor, second room to the left. It's mm-hmm. like, sir, we don't need all this information. No, I'm just trying to do my part as a Samaritan, you know. Mm-hmm. He's generally on his video games, or around this time of day, he might be eating cookies. He bakes a lot.
Uh-huh. Like, okay, social security number.
Yeah,
L.
for real.
Whole nine yards. Yeah, but the thing is, so what would you say, like, if there was a resume for, like, why someone should be my friend? Or why someone should have me in their lives? What's on my resume?
You're incredibly, real, I guess, okay. Like, as in real as in honest.
As if everyone else is, like...
No, fake. I mean, would you say that I'm incredibly real? On my resume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be incredibly real.
Well, that's the thing.
You
can be incredibly real. You are incredibly real, no matter what.
Right.
Versus me, once you reach a certain level of friendship, we can get to, like, you know, you can upgrade it to me mm-hmm, being real, mm-hmm. but I will always start fake, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's a friendship that I want to pursue as well.
Yeah.
I'm scared of my real personality, so.
That's literally the difference between us.
What?
It fascinates me, and it's like, obviously, but it's that I am going to speak my mind. Obviously, I'm not going to offend anyone.
No,
like,
but you're
going to
be your most authentic self, and if people stick, they stick. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah, because I have literally zero interest in them sticking, and I'm not afraid of being disliked. But you tend to have interest in people sticking. And you don't want to be disliked.
Yeah.
That's literally the difference in our personalities. If I actually cared, not that I don't care, but if I actually put effort, then maybe people would stick. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't care so much about people sticking, you could be more authentic. You know? Damn. In my opinion, no one is worth your time. Not a single human in existence is worth your time.
Damn.
My time neither.
Yeah, our time.
Yeah. Our time. No one is worth our time.
That's literally where I am right now. I have yet to meet someone. I have yet to meet another superior being, if that makes sense.
Bo.
No, for real. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you haven't listened, what is it, Bo Burnham's?
That's trending album? Right now.
It is, but like,
it's on Netflix. I want to see it because it's not just the sound. It's also like a video, I think. I don't know. I'd have to get Netflix to see it, but I'm very interested.
No, but going back to what you were saying, it's like what would be on your resume,
mm-hmm.
like friendship resume. It's like, here, mm-hmm. this is who I am, be my friend.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're interested, call me at this number.
And if not, fuck off.
I would be like, I would say for you, I mean, because what would you include on a resume?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. See, that's something that's important to you.
Year of the Dragon. Oh my god,
like those questions. You remember that lady that was going through those questions? It's like things to ask your significant other, like, see if, like, that thing where, ooh, my voice cracked. Well, there was just a bunch of questions that you have to ask your significant other in the beginning of the relationship to see if this is even somebody that you're, like, interested in or want to pursue, like, a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Which something, she literally mentioned, and it was, like, what's your star sign? Or sun sign, or whatever it is? Like, what's your sign? It's, like, that was something that was important to her, because I feel like she was, like, what was it? If you're a Capricorn or something, or was it Scorpio?
I don't know.
Something. It's like, because if you're an Aries, I need to know this. It's like, I'm not going to date.
No, let me tell you this: the star sign thing actually is an important thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what your sign is.
I noticed a lot of people look down on it, and I was like, ew.
If you look down on it,
it's because you don't believe it or you don't.
No,
it.
Then fuck you.
Yeah, because it's something that I love.
It's actually yeah.
Horoscopes are an important part.
That's the thing. You know something? If you look down on the Kardashians.
Oh my god, I literally, sorry.
You are human trash.
No, because it's literally crazy how we raise women to be like,
judgmental of other women.
No. Oh, it's what? Like, women are raised to feel as though their looks are one of the most important things of, like, in their lives. It's like they have to focus on their looks, their appearance, their cleanliness. Like, all of that is important for women. It is emphasized in the upbringing of women. But if a woman takes that and takes her appearance and creates an income or any kind of profit from it, she is considered, like, a
brainless
whore or like, you know what I mean? She is objectified and then looked down upon for capitalizing on that beauty that everyone has always said is so important. You know what I mean?
Deadass.
So, there's
instead of being like, damn, go girl, it's like, you're making money for just being really pretty. But it's not even that. Like, they're business women, you know?
I find it incredible how they have created an empire strictly based off of their looks.
Strictly based off of, like, their family drama, también.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's the thing. So people who say, like, oh my god, they're just brainless. It's like, oh my god, it's just because they have big boobs and an ass. It's like,
yeah, my guy. Like, look at how much they were able to do with just no brains, ass, and boobs. And have no brains.
I was about to say,
they're fucking business women, and they have to be intelligent as fuck.
They are.
Yeah. I find it incredible. Like, okay. I wish, it's like, I've already released, like, 3 sex tapes. Nobody's discovered me.
Yeah, right?
It's like
I wish I could make monies off of that shit.
No, honestly. And just the fact that they are looked down upon because of that is mind-blowing.
It really is. It really is.
You don't win.
No.
You don't win as a woman.
Mm-mm. Not in today's culture. It's apparently this thing that, like, girls can't like anything without it being made fun of. And I wish I had examples for it. But, like, that's completely true. Like, anything that women enjoy is critiqued, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, why the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into a joke, and it's just, ugh. Topic of sexism.
Yeah.
But we were going back to personalities. Personalities. Yes. So sorry, what would be on my resume?
Damn, I wish I would have prepared more.
Me too.
But, let's see. Well, I mean, more like, what are personality traits? Should I literally Google what are different personality traits?
Do you want, dale?
I mean, I don't know, just to...
Because, like, thinking about it, like, I remember she had, like, a couple silly questions, like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich?
No.
Is an arepa a sandwich? Yes. All of them are sandwiches.
Why?
It's bread and shit in bread.
But it's not
pizza
bread.
Pizza is potentially a sandwich. Because what is pizza if not a sandwich? And I know it's like, pizza's pizza, but like, no. Pizza's a sandwich.
Interesting. These are different personality traits. The most widely accepted of these traits are the big five. These are the big five personality traits. Openness. Do you think you're open? You have openness?
Like, open-mindedness?
No. Well, maybe, but I took that as, are you willing to open yourself and, like, express and, like, be... Express yourself to others, if that makes sense. Be open with others?
Yes and no.
Explain.
I'm very quick to speak my mind, but that doesn't mean I'm comfortable with being vulnerable. There's a difference.
I was about to say,
Vulnerability and then authenticity are very different. I'm willing to be authentic, but vulnerable needs to be earned. Vulnerability needs to be earned. Authenticity you will get for free.
Oh, okay. They're literally giving the explanation. Because it says, openness is shorthand for openness to experience. People are high in openness, enjoy adventure, they're curious and appreciate art, imagination, and new things. The motto of the open individual might be, variety is the spice of life.
No, I have no openness.
Oh. For this definition of openness, I think I would like to think I do. I have a lot of
thrill seeker.
I definitely am.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm a homebody introvert.
Another big personality trait is... conscientious.
Wow.
I don't
think you pronounced that right. Conscientiousness?
I am so
potentially?
Sorry.
Wait, let me see.
Conscientiousness.
Conscientiousness?
That sounds so right.
Yeah. That's my guess.
No, it is the accurate response.
Conscientiousness. Yeah. Yeah, I said that right. I won't say it again, but that one. Yeah.
Oh, conscientiousness. Yeah. People who are conscientious are organized and have a strong sense of duty. They're dependable, disciplined, and achievement-focused. You won't find conscientious types jetting off on round-the-world journeys with only a backpack. They're planners. People low in conscientiousness are more spontaneous and free-willing. They may tend toward carelessness. Conscientiousness is a helpful trait to have, as it has been linked to achievement in schools and on the job. So, are you conscientiousness? Do you have conscientiousness?
Am I conscientious? There you go.
I am saying it so much just to frickin' do it.
That's really fucking annoying to me. As if the only two sides of the coin are you a thrill seeker or are you a planner? Well, as if those are the only options.
These are apparently the big five.
Versus a depressed bitch who doesn't want to go out and is not motivated enough to plan.
Are you organized and have a strong sense of duty? Are you dependable and disciplined?
No.
You're not conscientious?
Not even a little bit. But I'm also not gonna go on a rando trip. But you're not gonna catch me planning the trip because I don't even want to go on the trip. So, is depression an option?
But see, you're being really judgmental of it.
It's just annoying that those are the only two options.
They're not.
Okay, let's see more options.
Well, what else? These are just the big five. You are or aren't these.
Okay, so far no.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so
I would say yes, no for you, or yes, yes? How do you think?
I think yes, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Like, you're willing to just, like, let's do it, but also sometimes, like, let's plan?
Oh. Oh, sorry. Okay, I misunderstood. Yeah, no, so it'd be yes, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not think I'm conscientious.
Okay.
Because even though I do think I'm dependable, and I do think I'm disciplined.
You think you're disciplined?
No, I guess not. Let me not lie to myself. I mean, I could be if I tried, but I guess I'm
not. And you think you're dependable?
I do think I'm dependable.
Oh.
I do.
Okay.
Well, more like that, that's the, I think that's the only one I agree with. I do. Do you think I'm dependable?
What does that word mean?
Damn, the fact that you're like, what is your definition of it?
Because deadass, what does it mean to you?
That, like, people can rely on me, that I'm like,
what does that mean?
That I'm trustworthy, that I'm responsible.
Okay.
Yeah, is my interpretation of it.
Okay. The way I see dependable is, like, people can count on you.
And you don't think people can count on me?
No, and I'm thinking more for me.
Can people count on you?
I don't think so, but also, like, when I say I'm gonna do something, I'll do it, but it doesn't mean I'll always do something. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, then that goes to, like, setting boundaries and knowing what your limits are, which would make you dependable.
Okay, like, when I say I'll do something, I'll do it.
Then that's you being dependable, and if you say that you're not doing something, like, the thing is, you being dependable isn't saying yes to, well, it's literally the opposite. If you just say yes to everything,
you're not dependable.
Yeah, because obviously you can't accomplish everything.
I mean, if you can, good for you.
I mean, yeah, but no. Most likely you won't. Because I was about to say, I would 100% call you dependable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just my opinion. But okay, so now there's extroversion. Extroversion versus introversion is possibly the most recognizable personality trait of the Big Five.
Easy.
The more an extrovert someone is, the more of a social butterfly they are. Extroverts are chatty, sociable, and draw energy from crowds. They tend to be assertive and cheerful in their social interactions. Introverts, on the other hand, need plenty of time alone, perhaps because their brains process social interactions differently. Introversion is often confused with shyness, but the two aren't the same. Shyness implies a fear of social interactions or inability to function socially. Introverts can be perfectly charming at parties, they just prefer solo or small group activities.
Shyness is not a personality trait.
It really is.
I hated this website from the beginning.
Damn.
But let's keep going. Well, obviously you are an extrovert, and I'm an introvert.
It's called extroversion. I find that so interesting. Extroversion versus introversion. I don't know how reliable this
is. Is that the adjective and then extrovert, introvert are the nouns?
I guess. Okay, what about agreeableness? Agreeableness measures the extent of a person's warmth and kindness. The more agreeable someone is, the more likely they are to be trusting, helpful, and compassionate. Disagreeable people are cold and suspicious of others, and they're less likely to cooperate.
So you're definitely agreeable.
I would call myself agreeable.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily disagreeable. But yeah, you are cold and suspicious of others. Damn.
It's so like, call disagreeable.
Yeah. Okay, now there's also neuroticism.
Ooh.
To understand neuroticism, look no further than George Constanza of the long-running sitcom Seinfeld. Ew. George may be high, but the personality trait. People with high neuroticism worry frequently and easily slip into anxiety and depression. If all is going well, neurotic people tend to find things to worry about.
I'm neurotic.
People who are in low neuroticism tend to be emotionally stable and even kneeled. Or whatever the fuck that word was. Yeah, so you're neurotic. So am I, actually, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, why?
I mean, just because, you know, anxiety, depression, it's real.
It really is.
Wow, these are, like, the Big Five personality traits. Let's see here.
I was thinking about it the other day.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. Extrovert and introvert, like, if you were to explain that concept to a kid, and I don't know why, like, I'd imagine that the kid would be like, oh, like, being an introvert, like, that's bad, that sucks, and it's like, the comparison between extrovert and introvert, negative. Yeah, it's just, one is a little bit harder, you know?
One is harder to deal with in certain situations.
Well, because for extroverts, humans are social butterflies.
For extroverts, it's harder to be alone. Versus for introverts, it's easier to be alone.
That's true. So there's both sides of the coin where it's harder.
Yeah. So, I mean, they both have their pros and they both have their cons.
I never saw it like that it's difficult for extroverts to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Damn, you extrovert as fuck.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Huh. But I'll see you, sorry.
No, you're good. But what were you saying? It's like to explain it to a kid?
Like, I'd wondered if they would have seen being an introvert as something negative.
I feel like it's painted that way a lot. To where it's easier to be an extrovert, if that makes sense.
I think being an extrovert is harder.
Well, I mean, I know, but as in, you never talk about what happens behind closed doors. And introverts
really
are happy
don't.
And good behind closed doors versus extroverts aren't. You always see what's
and
happening
I
socially.
And I think that's harder because introverts can avoid social interactions. Like, loneliness is a part of life. Yeah. And if extroverts are sad during that, it's just difficult for an introvert to cope with social situations. But eventually you'll be alone. Eventually you'll charge, you know?
Yeah. You have to go to sleep. You can go to your house. You can lock yourself in your room.
Yeah, versus an extrovert.
It's like you're not always going to have somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Life. Ready? Then there's also, I mean, I'm just going through, like, different personality traits. I mean, from the other stuff, it's like, damn, but I feel like I would never put on a resume. It's like, I'm neurotic.
But you are.
I am.
You're not going to put on a job interview, I mean, on the resume of...
I mean, but is that something that you, like, when it's like, hey, making a new friend, I get depressed easily. What about you? I mean, I guess I wouldn't start
with it because it's not something to show off about, but it's also nothing to be ashamed of. It's the truth. It's like, hey, like, I'm feeling really anxious right now. I need to step aside. Or it's like, hey, I'm kind of in a bad place. I don't want to meet up for a while. Like, yeah. And then they'll be like, what the fuck is your deal? Because if they also are neurotic, they'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like, what the fuck? And it's like, I'm neurotic.
Nobody who isn't, though.
Is
that just me? Like, you either have or haven't identified it. But of course, everyone has some level of anxiety. Of course, everyone has some kind of level of
depression. There's a difference between getting sad and feeling anxious.
True.
And being depressed and having anxiety.
You're right. I'm using it interchangeably. You're right.
Mm-hmm. People can get depressed by things, but that's not having depression. And you can get anxious in situations. But that's not having anxiety.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
It's when there is no reason for it that those exist. When you just have highs and lows existing. When you just feel anxious all the time because of nothing. That's when it's anxiety and depression. But you can get depressed and you can be anxious. Everyone, because that's a feeling. It's like, you can be sad, you can be happy. Everyone feels those things, you know?
Can your anxiety make you depressed?
I think they're interchangeable. Like, I think they...
They go hand in hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think depression can make you anxious, but I think anxiety can make you depressed.
I feel like that's my version, because I feel as though I... Because when I look at your anxiety versus my anxiety...
Different. Shouldn't compare.
No, I know. But literally, just the thing is, I used to tell myself, because when we identified, or when you identified that you had anxiety, I was like, yeah, no, I don't have what you have. But my anxiety looks so different. Like, your anxiety... Like, what would you say your anxiety looks like? If you understand what I mean.
I do understand what you mean, but I can't really describe mine, but I do know what yours looks like.
I was gonna say... So how would you describe mine?
Yours is you stress about things that don't exist and a non-existent future or a potential future.
Mm-hmm. I literally get anxiety about the future.
Yeah.
Which, versus I feel as though you are just anxious about the future as well, but it's a lot more short-term than mine, if that makes sense. Like, you get anxious about certain situations that are happening, you know?
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like you get anxious about... a potential future versus I will get anxious about the coming future.
Yeah, like the inevitable. It's like, I am going to have to scan my grocery items and someone will have to talk to me.
Yeah, like, I'm at Target. Yeah. I have to buy versus you're like, well, you stress more about loneliness than anything.
I find. Like being abandoned or losing people or that kind of thing. I feel like that's, yeah. And that anxiety, I feel like, has given me my deepest... like, lows, if that makes sense.
Look, anxiety can... Yeah, anxiety can cause depression.
Yeah. That's literally what you were saying a second ago. Because I don't think that my depression... I mean, because like you said, it's like, I can allow... Like, some situations can make me sad, and I can drown further in them. But I feel as though my biggest, like, lows have come from that anxiety.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The thing is, but then, right quick... having a reason for the lows means you get depressed.
Right, it's not depression.
Do you just have sudden highs and lows for no reason?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that is depression.
Yeah.
Your anxiety can make you depressed, but your anxiety doesn't give you depression.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Hmm. Are you okay?
You might not be okay in a few minutes.
Potentially. I'm at a low right now.
And that's the thing where it's like saying, and I don't know if I'm vibing off of you, but yeah.
Why'd you ask me if I was okay, you dumb
because
bitch?
You're not.
I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah. But the thing is, and that's actually something that's super fucked up because I don't know what happened, but I don't know, to talk about my cycle, all women get their period and shit, but yeah. PMSing and just the hormonal imbalance is so fucking real. And the thing is, then I guess this isn't depression. I guess that I'm just depressed right now because there's a reason for this. It's because I'm hormonally imbalanced.
Well, I mean, but
so
then,
is this depression, yes, or am I depressed?
That is depression because all depression is a hormonal imbalance.
Right.
So literally the definition of depression, not just being depressed, depression is that hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, I get depressed on my period.
Yeah.
Bad.
I know, baby.
And I have to deal with this shit every month. And the thing is, I PMS for a week. I have my period for a week. Then I get a week of recovery. And then I have 1 week where I am
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. There are literally people, I remember a while ago on, like, my Instagram or, like, on some kind of, I don't know, social media, there was this thing where it's, like, how you should, like, live your life, like, around your cycle. And it literally said it's, like, when you're, like, on your period or the days coming up to your period, like, relax, de-stress, do a lot of, like, on your period, do, like, a lot of meditation, do a lot of, like, just kind of whatever, on the week recovering from your period, do a lot of self-reflecting, like, start to, like, plan or whatever in the week, like, that week where you said that you're good, it's, like, make a lot of decisions, like, it's when you're highest in estrogen, like, you can take charge and whatever, and it's, like, it's crazy how we can't make decisions with a level head all the time.
We can make decisions with a level head, but we're just... It puts you in a really bad place.
I mean,
and the fact that just because it is normal and it happens to all women and it happens every month, it doesn't mean that it should be, not that it shouldn't be normalized, but it should be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's just like, you've been dealing with this your whole life, every single month, you're fine, relax. It's like, no, I'm actually not fine. Not even a little bit, mm-hmm. You know? But it's so... But at the same time, making it taboo is fucked up because...
Because fuck you. Like, I hate when men... Treatment.
The fact that... But I also get it because they don't use pads. But I literally saw it on TikTok where a guy was like, so how do you pee with the pad on? It's like, what? It's like, how do you pee with your pad on? Where do you think the pad goes? It's like, they thought that we stuck it to our vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
No, it goes on the fucking underwear, and the fact that men don't know that
is crazy. That's it's
one of the questions that she said you had to ask. It's like, would you have sex with me while I'm on my period? Like, what's your view on that? And like, let me tell you, if he says, like, oh yeah, like, we'll lay out a towel, it's straight chilling, it's like, that's a man. A boy, a child, would be like, nah, like, we'll wait. It's like...
I mean, it's...
It also depends on the woman, but if your stance is...
Ew.
Fuck you.
Oh my god, I forget what it's called. And I literally wanted to talk to you about it. There's this thing, it's literally called, I think it's called a rainbow kiss. Mm-hmm. It was this thing where it's like, don't Google this. I was like, what the fuck is it?
Now I'm gonna Google it. Don't tell me not to do it.
It's a rainbow kiss is when, like, a guy goes down mm-hmm. on your period.
It's called a rainbow kiss?
I don't know why it's called a rainbow kiss, but it just is. I Googled it. Nothing interesting came up. It just, the definition came up. And I was like, oh, let's not go to images.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know why, just because we're on this thema, and I remembered that. I think it's called a rainbow kiss.
Hmm.
Yeah, just fun fact. Well, I mean, because that's the thing. Yeah. It's mind-blowing to me how there are literally still boys disguised as men
mm-hmm.
that fucking, they're not even educated on this shit. And it's like, everyone...
Bro, the thing is, we were all robbed of sex education.
We were.
I in fourth grade, we had one class about it, and all we talked about was that boys have peepees, girls don't have peepees, and girls have blood sometimes. That's it. Ain't no one explained what a period cycle is, PMSing. Yeah, they didn't show.
What a menstrual. The thing is, almost have to see that a lot of these, like, new things, like, I know menstrual cups are relatively new.
They're really not.
Are they not?
They're really
not. I hadn't heard of them until, like, I was
a lot older. That's the thing. How did they not get a pad and show everyone how you use one?
For real.
Explain using a tampon. Why did she just
take off another panty? I'm like, what? I'm just kidding.
Talk about, like, wet dreams. Like, the fact that all of that wasn't discussed is a problem.
It really is.
But whatever. We were all robbed.
Whatever. Going back to the thing that we were talking about, personality traits, there's openness to feelings. Mm. Are you open to feelings, your own and others?
It's called being an empath.
Oh.
Unfortunately, as much as I don't want to
be. No, not receptive. Receptive is different from being open to it.
What does open mean?
As in, are you, I mean, I don't know, I'm assuming here, they're not giving me, like, definitions, but as in, are you willing to express your feelings and hear other people's feelings?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You're willing to express your feelings?
Vulnerability and authenticity are different.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about straightforwardness? Are you straightforward?
Mm-hmm.
Am I straightforward?
You know what's strange is how I would consider you very straightforward, yet you beat around the bush like crazy. And I would also consider myself very straightforward, but I also beat around the bush too.
Yeah, you filter yourself
a lot. I'm very bad at setting boundaries, and I do filter. But I also will tell you exactly how it is. Mm-hmm. So...
So I feel like same.
What is... It? I was about to say, so where's the... I don't know. An oxymoron. This makes no sense.
I mean, because they put synonyms here. It's like being frank, being sincere, and being ingenuous. Ingenuous is not genuous. Or is genuine? Ingenuous? Isn't that the opposite of genuous?
What does genuous mean? To be genuine. Genuine and genuous, I do not think are the same word.
I feel like they're just putting it in a weird tense. Okay. Because like you said, past like participle. I think I would call myself straightforward, but at the same time...
Am I?
I'm really not. So, yeah. Let's see. I mean, you know...
When I get in a relationship, I will be straightforward.
I feel like you have to.
I'm gonna show the worst of myself. I mean, I feel like
with you, I'm very straightforward. Are you exactly. very straightforward with me?
With you, yes.
Okay, exactly.
When it matters, yes.
Damn.
And in relationships that I will put effort in, yes.
You look really pretty right now.
That's impossible. I'm literally a potato.
I was looking at your face mostly, but...
Thanks.
Your hair.
I'll take that as a win. Really fuck my body.
Yeah, I wasn't kind of looking at your fit. What about competence?
You're gonna say you're more looking at my fat?
Fit. Your outfit.
Fit. I was like, my you're fat? Fit. I know I have rolls, it's but like, you don't have to call them
titty
fat.
Titty fat is not fat. It's called boobs.
Titty fat is boobs, but it is titty fat.
Do I have titty fat?
Yes, boobs.
Fat. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me that men and women find it attractive to have fat in one specific, in two specific locations in their body.
Do you understand
that? Do you get that? It's like, and how are...
Do you understand that it's an instinct of survival that women that are plump, you will be able to carry babies? Literally, society, like, social media, new norms are changing that like, being skinny is attractive, but our instinct is that bigger is better. Like, that's why you're attracted to a bigger man,
like,
because
a bulkier, muscly man, because it's like,
you will be able to protect the children.
Strong offspring. Yeah.
Like, instinctually, that's at least how it works in nature. Even though not with the peacocks and, like, other birds. It's like, the one with the biggest wingspan, the one with the most beautiful big wings is the one that the women like.
Mm-hmm.
But the wings are heavy as fuck, or the feather things are heavy as fuck.
So it's hard to run away from predators?
They are more likely to die.
That's why it's like an oxymoron, but it's weird. But the thing is, but at the same time, if you're not flashy enough, then you don't attract the attention of
the women. Yeah, no llamas la atención, yeah. So you have to be just enough, just flashy enough to have survived to adulthood.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. What about competence? I don't know what this means, competence. Would you consider yourself competent?
Sure. I'll take one for the team.
Right? I don't know. Well, what the fuck do you mean by competent? What about warmth? Would you say that you're affectionate and friendly?
No.
You don't think you're warm?
Do you think I'm warm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
You're warm to me.
You're very warm, but I wouldn't have considered myself warm.
Warm when I ask for your warmth. You wouldn't give it willingly, but you're definitely warm.
I do have body temperature.
It's like, I am alive last time
I do checked. Tend to get sick a lot and, like, get fevers.
No, I would definitely call you warm. I mean, not to everyone, but you're definitely
warm. I'm warm when it counts.
Interests you.
Yes.
What about positive emotions? Experiencing joy, happiness, love, and excitement? Of course. Does not everyone experience this? I'm so confused.
No. For some of us, it's a flat line.
You have some positive emotions.
I didn't say that I didn't, but it's...
You experience joy? Happiness?
I don't experience them the way you do.
Excitement.
I know that for a fact. Yeah. You feel a lot more than me. I flatline a lot more.
Damn.
It's better on me, even though lately I've been feeling a lot more...
Down.
Yeah. But this down... That's what
it's
sucks, because...
Hormonal.
No, but this down isn't, oh my god, I'm gonna cry, oh my god, I'm sad. If depression is, I'm gonna cry, I'm sad, I feel like I could let that out.
Mm-hmm.
I would enjoy that, because sometimes I get in these feelings where, like, I need to cry, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Should we rewatch Raya?
You know what makes me cry?
What?
When Minato tells Naruto happy birthday after that big-ass war. That, I fucking bawl every single time. Danjoubi omedeto, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that scene fucks me up. I was watching it on repeat for a while. I was like, ah! I would literally wake up and just put on the video. Oh! It fucking made me bawl. I know. The thing is, most of Naruto's story makes me bawl.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, but anyways, sidebar. But the thing is, what sucks about this depression
is that it's just heavy.
It's empty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to exist.
I don't care to.
I don't want to cope, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, like, there's this one guy who on TikTok, the same guy that it's like, you should forgive your parents for not loving you the way you wanted to be loved, but that's different.
We
should touch on that.
We kind of saw through an entire video.
Yeah, no, like, but that's not him. He didn't say that.
No?
Cool. Another guy. He said, that you should forgive, blah, blah, blah. But, and also he's like, everyone talks about, like, when depression, like, when you're, like, really sad, ekisakeyo, or, I forget how he explained it, but, like, the one part of depression that they don't talk about is, like, when your room is clean, when everything, how did he explain it?
When everything's fine, like, you have no reason to be feeling like
yeah.
this, but you're still feeling it, and it's,
and,
like
you feel
nothing,
so empty, and so...
And it's, like, you can't even do anything to try to make yourself feel better, because
it's
literally...
it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one talks about that. And that hits the heaviest. And it hits the heaviest... Because, let me tell you, something that has stuck with me, and it stuck with me a lot because I... Don't start crying, I might. It stuck with me a lot, even though I know that he didn't mean it that way. But the thing is, it's something that I'd always told myself, where it's like... I'd been convinced for the longest time that a lot of the feelings that I would feel... No, I feel like crying. Like, I didn't deserve to feel them. Ugh, fuck. Like, they weren't fair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would like, tell myself, like, stop. Well, it was more feeling feelings or not feeling feelings. Like, I would tell myself, like, you don't deserve to do this. Like, you need... Not that you don't deserve, but it's, like, it's not fair to the people around you. So, assimilate properly. Ignore what you feel or what you don't feel and act right so you don't burden the people around you. I told myself that a lot.
So
and
fucked up.
Super fucked up. And then after a while, I'd begun to tell myself that it's, like, no... My feelings are my feelings, and I'm going to credit them, and it doesn't matter if other people are affected by it, I get to feel what I feel.
They're just as real as everyone else.
They are, and they don't get to be discredited
no.
just because they might...
Burden someone else,
yeah.
or just because somebody else might not like them or make somebody else uncomfortable.
Exactly, I get to feel my feelings, and then our fucking cousin, when I'm in that process of trying to...
Like, actually...
Accept
mm-hmm.
where I'm at... He goes and says, it's like, what about the people around you? Like, maybe start, I forget how he worded it, but I was like I flatline a lot. Like, I don't feel a lot of things, and it's like, it's difficult to put myself out there. And he's like, but then, like, don't do it for you. Think about the people around you that you're holding back. And it's like, think about how sad you make them. And it's like, try to be better. And it's like, damn. And you know what sucks? Is the fact that...
Yeah.
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 And that is just gonna make them feel so much worse. Because I know that he meant that from a place of growth. I know he meant that in a good way.
Hey, if you're not gonna do it for yourself, do it for others. But that is not what
I'm already beating myself up so bad about that, you know? Mm-hmm. But I deserve to feel or not feel what I feel and don't feel. Do you know what I mean?
They're just as real as everyone else's.
They really are. They really are. I forget where I was going with this. Where was I going with this? It was just a fun fact.
The whole depression thing where it's like when there's like literally nothing wrong, but you're still feeling it. And there's nothing that you can do to make it feel better because there's literally nothing wrong. But it's still real and it still exists. And just because there's no reason for me to be feeling it doesn't mean that I'm not feeling it.
That's the thing. I felt the change because I was doing good, you know? And I'm always doing good until I'm not. Yeah. Like, I was doing good. Like, you know, I wanted to go out. I wanted to do things. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I cannot get out of bed. I cannot cope with going out.
That it's literally, it's just a hormonal thing. And damn, like, we should have gone out today then. Like, No. But the thing is, when you're there, I'm not saying as in, like, oh, we should have gone clubbing. You know what I mean? But, like, we should have gone out and maybe got some fresh air. And just, like, you and me, you know what I mean? Just something, but... To where...
Problem is, you make me drive.
Oh, so I'll drive, babe. You can just tell me. Just be like, I am not in a place to drive. And I'll be like, bitch.
But drive. But I'm like, not in a place.
Babe, if you tell me that it's like...
But the thing is, I don't know. I don't know that I'm PMSing until I bleed. And I'm like, oh, I was PMSing. If not, I'm like, ooh, today kind of feels off. Because some days it won't be anything. I'll just feel a little bit off. But it's like, no, I'm fine. And then, like, it kind of snowballs. And it's like, I'm fine, but I'm really not fine. But it's like, I never know until I know.
Yeah, I know that.
But yeah, let's hurry up and finish the personality thingy.
I don't know, just because it's weird. Because this is a different site. And it's saying warmth, positive emotions, low levels of angry hostility. Do we have... I mean, we'll just go through these and then. But low levels of angry hostility... I feel like
I have high levels. You have high levels.
I have high levels of angry hostility. Low anxiety. I feel like not being shy, fearful, nervous.
Shy tense, is not a personality
restlessness.
Trait.
Yeah. Yeah. Shy is not. Shy doesn't exist.
The fact that they keep putting shy is fucking annoying.
Honestly. Low depression. I feel like I have high depression. Low vulnerability to stress. I have
high vulnerability to stress.
Like, are you easily stressed? Yes.
Who the fuck isn't?
Apparently some people have low vulnerability to stress. I feel like actually I have a lower vulnerability than you do. I see that. A situation will stress you out like three degrees faster.
It's measured in degrees?
Apparently. Yeah. The vulnerability to stress is measured in degrees.
Okay,
no,
cool.
No, but I noticed that
what is the conversion to depression?
I don't know. I see that you become more...
overwhelmed.
I guess overwhelmed is a good word for it, but like you in a situation where like we would both get stressed out, you're stressed first. I definitely see that. So like in comparison to you, my vulnerability to stress is lower, but okay. I feel like I have a low vulnerability overall. And then it says low impulsivity,
high
being able to control cravings and urges.
None of that. I'm very impulsive with my money, with my food, with my life. Very impulsive. Well, no, I'm not a thrill seeker.
How interesting.
I'm a homebody.
It says here, you don't have to have all these personality traits to have a healthy life.
What?
Damn, so all these lead to a healthy life? Openness to feeling, straightforwardness, competence, to warmth, positive emotions, low levels of angry hostility, low anxiety, low depression, low vulnerability to stress, and low impulsivity. But you don't have to have all of them.
To be happy?
To have a healthy life. But rather, the key determination is the extent to which low scores on this profile block you from reaching your personal goals.
Damn.
Okay, so we kind of, like, drifted and
went
about.
We
and
stayed-ish on topic, but...
Kind of-ish, but...
We always drift.
Of course, it's our... It's literally our brand.
A description could definitely be personalities.
Yeah, I feel like I'll just term this, like, our personality resumes.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today to today's episode. We'll see you on the next week at 8 o'clock Central Time. Yeah.
Is it 8 o'clock Central Time? No. What's Central Time?
I don't know. These are 5 p.m. where we live.
But 5 p.m., I was about to say, 5 p.m.
Eastern. I'm sure 5 p.m. is 8 p.m. somewhere.
Yeah?
Don't question me.
Okay, well, anyway.
Bye. Bye.